Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, December 17th. Owen Sound is formalizing an arrangement that's helping provide housing for medical students in the city. Council approved a recommendation at its meeting last night to commit to a partnership with the Rural Ontario Medical Program, Bright Shores, and Grey County to support accommodation for medical students. City Fire Chief Phil Eagleson is involved with a local physician recruitment task force.
We hope to see more than 30 future doctors come to Owen Sound, stay here, learn here, and fall in love with our city to hopefully return.
Owen Sound is also actively working with Bright Shores and could potentially renovate and repurpose two additional properties that are city-owned to use as medical student housing in the future. Joel Lowhead will be the Green Party candidate for Bruce Gray Owen Sound in the next Ontario election. The Gray Highlands councillor won the nomination at a Green Party riding association meeting in Owen Sound Monday evening. The province's next election doesn't have to be held until June 2026, but political parties have been nominating candidates amid speculation that Premier Doug Ford's Progressive Conservative government could send Ontarians to the polls sometime in 2025. Lowhead was one of two candidates who sought the Bruce Gray Owen Sound Green nomination. The other was Natasha Akiwenzi. South Bruce OPP say their Stuff a Cruiser holiday toy drive was a success. They say this past Saturday they held a toy drive at the Canadian Tire in Kincardine. OPP say they received overwhelming support and filled not one but two of their police cruisers with toys that will be distributed to families in need this holiday season. They're thanking everyone who supported the initiative. Canada Post workers were back on the job today after the Canada Industrial Relations Board ordered them back to work. Following weeks of job action, the mail carrier says Canadians should expect delivery delays through the remainder of 2024 and into January 2025. They say mail will be delivered on a first-in, first-out basis. They'll start taking new commercial mail on the 19th and new international mail on December 23rd. MPs in the House of Commons are now on break for the holiday season. It's been a dramatic end to the fall sitting, with Deputy PM and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland resigning from her position in Cabinet yesterday, and shortly afterwards Dominic LeBlanc being sworn in as the new Finance Minister. Opposition leaders are calling on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to resign, as well as a number of his own MPs. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 27 points to 25,119. The Dow Jones is down 267 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.9 U.S. cents, down 34 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $70.19, down 52 cents a barrel. In sports, a busy night in the NHL, 10 games, including the Montreal Canadiens against the Buffalo Sabres. Calgary, Ottawa, and Winnipeg are also in action. The full NHL schedule is available on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their next game tomorrow against the Dallas Stars. The Owen Sound Attack are also on the ice tomorrow. They host the Barrie Colts at the Bayshore in their final game before the OHL's Christmas break. Attack goaltender Carter George and Team Canada will play their first pre-tournament game ahead of the 2025 World Junior Hockey Championship Thursday against Switzerland. And in the NBA tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Raptors will try to avoid a sixth straight loss Thursday when they take on the Brooklyn Nets. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight with a chance of flurries or rain. The breeze becoming light. The temperature dipping to around plus one. Cloudy Wednesday, a chance of flurries in the morning, then about 2 centimeters of snow in the afternoon. 40-kilometer wind gusts and a high of plus two. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.